Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Do you sometimes find that your thoughts are derailing or delaying a project that you've been working on? Do you start one thing and then find yourself doing something else and not really knowing how the switch occurred? Have you ever begun your day with intentions of having a peaceful and beautiful day, and then everything just kind of gets out of whack and you find yourself in chaos and stress taking over? Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for being here today. Our lives, well, actually the entire world, is full of distractions and chaos that pull our attention away from the intentions that we've set for ourselves. These distractions can alter our moods and even create confusion. We become sidetracked from our projects and even our everyday lives when we allow our focus to move from intention to distraction. Today's tool is focus on the important things. I first began looking deeper into this behavior several years ago while I was out mowing the yard. It's where I get some of my best ideas and my best inspiration. I saw one of the neighbor's dogs out, you know, for his morning stroll. And at that time, I lived in, you know, out in the country, and most yards don't have any fences, and the neighbor's dogs become the neighborhood dogs. You know, it's pretty common. But this particular dog was absolutely huge. He weighed in at least 130 pounds. His back came up to nearly my hip. He was a cross between a lab and a Rottweiler, so many people were very intimidated by this dog. Now, I tell you all of this to help illustrate the point that this dog was huge. Most people would not even think of messing with this dog. Most people went the other direction, and most animals would steer clear of it as well. As I said, he was making his rounds, and he came around the corner of my house, and he was kind of walking back towards where I was mowing, and he and I got along really well. So he was, you know, every time he'd come around, I'd stop and I'd pet him, stuff like that. But as he was walking, he was heading straight towards a killdeer's nest. The killdeer is a little bird. It's about 8 inches tall, and most of that 8 inches is tiny little legs. The killdeer builds its nest on the ground by hollowing out a spot in rocks or hard dirt, you know, anywhere from about 1 inch to 3 inches deep and you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches across. In the spring, the killdeer lays eggs in this, just as all birds lay eggs in their nest. And but anyway, they put it on the ground, and they have this incredible defense system. As the dog was heading towards me and, you know, towards the nest as well, the mother killdeer flies out and lands about 25 to 50 feet away. And she lays down on her side and she starts flapping one of her wings. She just raises it up and holds it there for a second and then lowers it. Her whole body is thrashing around. She'll do this over and over and over again. Under her wing is a spot that is just really a brilliant red color, and it looks as if she's bleeding. The whole effect is to create the illusion that the bird is injured. Well, when the dog or any other threat sees this, they kind of lose interest in the nest and they start moving towards the bird. Well, as they get close to her, she flies off literally another 25 to 50 feet, and she starts this all over again, leading the threat even further away. She'll continue this over and over and over again until at last she feels that the nest is safe, and she'll turn around and fly, you know, kind of a long way back around, but she'll fly back to the nest, settle back in, and the threat just kind of goes on about its way, forgets all about the nest. We too become distracted by the chaos around us, and often this chaos turns our focus from what is important to what is just begging for attention. And just because it's begging for attention doesn't make it important. We sometimes forget that. Many times the thing that is attracting our attention is nothing more than a distraction. It has little value and serves only to lead us away from our intentions. Today's tool, focus on the important things, is extremely important yet often overlooked. the glitter and the glam of the world easily distracts us from what is truly important. Like the dog, we are led off track by many things, and oftentimes it takes us quite a while to circle back around and get back to the important stuff. You know, I told you the story about the dog and the killdeer not as a lesson in nature, although I do find things like that fascinating, but for a lesson in human behavior. As I said, we become focused on chaos, and we do it often. We may have a beautiful plan or strategy to manifest something we greatly desire, and then the busyness of our life and the chaos of life distracts us and leads us away from our vision. This happens way more than we care to admit. In my team development programs, I have the groups that I work with demonstrate this truth to themselves. We just stand in a circle, and I'll begin by tossing a ball out to one person, and they've got to catch it and toss it to another person, and so on and so forth, until everybody in the group has a chance to catch and throw the ball at least once. We repeat this process in the same order and just increase the challenge by increasing the speed without dropping the ball. People think that that's the focus. They think that that's the goal of the challenge, but there's more to it. I want them to see for themselves how distractions come in. So after a few rounds, after the team really is good at the challenge, I elevate the challenge by introducing chaos. We start the round in the same way, using the same ball, going in the same order. And about the time the ball hits the third person, I then start throwing in several additional balls. I throw in a few stuffed animals. I even have a couple of rubber chickens that I throw in there. At first, the group really does well with this, and there are about 10 to 15 items up in the air all at once. Eventually, though, the balls and all the other items end up scattered all around the room. All semblance of order just flies out the window. Guess what caught everyone's attention and focus? The chaos. In the midst of all of this, the chaos took over. People forgot what the intention was. There was a lot of laughter and fun. So in a way, this was kind of a good thing, and it did open opportunity for learning. So we'll classify it as a good experience. But the fact is, the original intention and goal were lost. This activity shows that when our focus and intention moves away from the task at hand, things fall apart in our lives, or at least get very disrupted. Now, not all distractions we face are negative. Just as in that exercise, some of them are quite fun and entertaining, and these are even harder to recognize as distractions than the other things, than the negative things. The fun the groups have during this exercise show why it is so difficult to recognize and regulate the amount of chaos and distractions in our lives. Some distractions are not so fun, and some of those bring us to the point of overwhelm. Some are truly perceived as negative experience and again invite our attention and our intention to deal with the chaos. These are easier to recognize. Yet in both fun times and negative, the results are the same. When we focus on something other than the task at hand, they all still distract us from our intentions. On a side note, it is up to each individual to decide when the fun distractions become too much and when to cut them off and when to refocus. I can't sit here and tell you that at this point you have to refocus or at this point you're being led too far away. I can't tell you that. Only you can decide that for yourself. Some of us find a way to integrate the distractions into our lives. And again, only you can choose when and how to do that. The key in making this decision is to notice what serves your greater good. Each person has to notice what serves their highest good. One question that we can ask in these situations is, very simply, how well is this distraction serving me and my intentions? In nearly every one of the group events, someone argues the need to focus on the chaos. I hear things like, well, I had to focus on the chaos in order to know what was going on. That may sound like justification for focusing on the chaos. However, by tuning our focus to the chaos, we lose track of what we are responsible for. We lose track of what will make us successful in our goal. We lose sight of our intentions until something triggers our memory of the original intent. In this activity and in life, when our focus remains on our intentions, the chaos around us has little impact. We often lie to ourselves about the power of the distraction and the chaos and believe we never lose focus. You know, I thought I was a pretty focused person until I realized how many times I've been distracted from my writing by my phone buzzing with some notice coming in or a new message. I always told myself that I could take a look at that message, respond if necessary, and get right back to work. I would fool myself into believing I could check the message and get back to work. However, I found myself checking the message, and then most times, more times than not, I would go and check Facebook, and then I'd check Twitter, and then I'd check LinkedIn, and then I'd check Instagram, then I checked emails, and then YouTube would have to be checked. You get the picture. I became distracted sometimes for hours. And when I did get back to work, it often took me quite some time to get back into the flow that I needed to be in to accomplish the original intention. You know, sometimes it was fun. I think that's why it was so easy to fall into that distraction. Sometimes it was exciting. Sometimes it actually led me to some new ideas for programs and projects. So it wasn't a total loss. But all of those benefits would have still been available to me had I waited to check the message after I finished my work. As much as I hate to admit it, at that time I valued the fun more than the work, which is strange because I love my work. One of the ways I found to change this behavior was in realizing how much enjoyment I found in my writing, in my other work. Since fun was and still is important to me, I looked more deeply at what I enjoyed about my work, and I focused more on that part of it. I increased the fun and the joy that happened while I was sitting down and writing. Most people would find that boring. I find it fun, and I just increased that. I also became clearer about the end results of my work and what that would bring into my life, and created a greater focus from all of that. Sure, it was focused on my work all along. I was just allowing other things to distract me. When I refocused, I was able to stay on track much, much better. I still visit all of the social media sites and maybe still spend more time there than I should. However, now it is scheduled and my work does not suffer at all. There's another side to this, and that is when something we value more than what we are doing comes along. You know, one of the times that comes to mind for me was when my wife had to have emergency surgery for a detached retina. The love and value I have for her is much higher than the love and value I have for my work. So I put the brakes on everything I had going, and I focused on her. Unfortunately, there is not a template to tell us what to focus on the most. There's not a specific guideline to tell you what should be most important and what should be of less value. What we value most is what deserves our greatest focus, and only you can determine what you value most. Today's tool is not about criticizing or judging the chaos that's in our lives. It is not about judging or criticizing the thoughts that we have in our head. It is not about judging or criticizing how we value things. When we judge and criticize these things, we create more chaos, more distractions, and we have to deal with that increased overwhelm. And our focus moves to that chaos and those distractions. Being more mindfully focused allows us to know when our attention is on something that does not deserve highest good, or that does not serve highest good, I should say. With this awareness, we can make changes and shift our focus to something that does serve us and that does serve our intentions. When we find our focus is on a health concern, for instance, our attention is not on living a healthy lifestyle. We often get so tuned into the problem that we fail to see all that is perfect and all that is well within us. Instead of remaining focused on the problem, we turn our focus to the things that are working. And when we do that, we get to experience those things that are working, and we experience the illness less. Now, as far as health issues go, by all means, follow up with whatever the issue may be. Take care of whatever the issue is, but just remember to place your main focus on all that is healthy more than the things that are ill. By focusing on all that is healthy, we greatly improve the speed and the fullness of our healing. When we spend much time focusing on bills, We have, even if we have the money that we need to have to pay them, we are often focusing on the perceived lack of money. We're focusing on the dread of giving the money away. We are placing our attention and our focus on the bills and the lack of money instead of the things that we get because of those bills. You know, most of us do not like this, so we can change it. We change it by focusing on something else. Now, I'm not telling you to stick your head in the sand and ignore the bills. Please don't hear me say that. I am simply saying focus on something that will bring love and peace and joy into your life so that bill paying time will be more easy and effortless. You know, if we find it difficult to focus on something else, we can turn our focus to the benefits that we enjoy because of the bill, because of the things that we bought that created those bills. We can focus on all the benefits of having electricity, for instance, in our life, and vision the scenario every time we pay the bill. We can focus on the roof over our head that is possible because we're paying the mortgage or rent. We can focus on the delicious meal we just enjoyed because we were able to buy groceries last week. You know, a friend of mine has a beautiful practice. Each time she pays a bill, she says an affirmation. And the affirmation is something similar to this: I gratefully and joyously make this payment and thoroughly enjoy the benefits I receive that created this payment. And she says it with feeling. She's been doing this now for, I've known her for probably 25 years, and she's been doing it most of that. And what we're seeing is that as she tunes into gratitude instead of the chaos or the dread or the things that try to draw her away from paying the bills, when she focuses on her gratitude and her ability to pay, she is increasing the amount of money that's coming to her as well. What you focus on is what you attract. Becoming more aware of our focus allows us to see deeper, understand broader, appreciate greater. Focusing more mindfully opens us to elevated and expanded gratitude for all that we have, all that we do, all that we feel, all that we see and hear and touch. When our focus remains on the chaos, even if that chaos is fun and exciting, it still will bring us to fear. What we focus on becomes our reality. When we focus on things outside of our being, those material things that are out in the world, we begin to believe that we are defined by them. When the bill, for example, that I used a minute ago is true in your life, then your focus is on the bills. When we remain focused on the bills long enough, all we are able to see is money going out, and that translates into lack of money. Even if we have plenty of money in the bank accounts, too, you know, we still will see a lack instead of an abundance. When we focus on that long enough, we feel that we are truly lacking, and we define ourselves as such. When we focus on health issues, we become defined by those issues. For instance, how many people have you heard call themselves diabetic or any other disease? They have just identified themselves as that disease. Not only do they have a health issue, they have an issue that defines them. They believe themselves to be that. The same is true for any health issue, any negative situation that you find yourself in. Instead of going there, define yourself by your truth. In this diabetes example, you may be a beautiful spiritual being walking around as a human being that happens to be dealing with this issue. Don't allow your main focus to be on the issue. Allow it to be on all the parts of you that are healthy. When we remain focused on the chaos and distractions, we begin to buy into the fear. We begin to claim the illusion of being less than or not worthy as our truth. We forget that we truly are unlimited beings. I want to mention one other way distraction and chaos enters our lives. This one was taught to me by an amazing teacher, and he named this distraction Pigs Can Fly. The class that I was in, that where he was teaching this, turned this into a verb, and we started calling it pigsing. This is what happens when we're talking to someone, and right in the middle of the conversation, they begin talking about something totally unrelated to the original topic. We could be talking about the importance of focusing on what is important, and they could shift gears so fast that our heads spin a bit, and they start talking about the vacation that they just got back from. People do this to us, and we do it to ourselves. And when it happens, we leave the original intention behind. Now, this is not this one is not just isolated to conversation. It can happen in anything we do. I get tickled at my wife, and she may not like me telling you this, but I'm going to anyway. She can be dusting the furniture, and about halfway through the job, she'll spot a book over on the table, and she'll pick the book up and start reading, and she'll just leave the dust to take care of itself. Distraction wins. Now, she always does go back and finish the job, but it just takes her much longer to finish the job than she had planned for. Once again, the distraction we face every day may be negative, and they may be fun. They may be very obvious. They may be so subtle we don't even realize that they're happening. There truly are great multitudes of distractions in our lives, all begging for our attention. We are invited nearly every moment of our days to turn our focus to something other than what we had planned. We do not have to accept these invitations. We do not have to drop everything we have going, except in those few rare occasions when something of more value presents itself. When we keep our focus on our intentions, we keep the distractions and chaos at bay. When we remain focused on the important things, we direct our lives towards our intentions instead of allowing ourselves to be pulled off track. Tune into your focus by becoming mindful of your thoughts. If you are thinking in ways that do not serve your highest good, change your thoughts. Change your focus. Nothing is strong enough to keep your focus where you do not want it unless you give it permission. Focusing outside of ourselves on the chaos of the world forces us to give up control of our own lives. We become reliant on situations to change before we're okay. We rely on someone else to love us before we can be loved. Focusing within, we become aware of our truths. We recognize our ability to be loved and loving, to be peaceful and happy anytime we wish. We know that in order to experience peace, we simply have to focus on the peace within our hearts. Same is true for any positive emotion or feeling you desire. Focusing on our truth allows us to give value to the things that truly are important in our lives. To redirect your focus, simply ask yourself these questions. What is this thought about? And then just let that go. You can ask yourself, what purpose does this thought serve? And you can let that go. Is this thought serving me at my highest level? If it is, ask how you can elevate and expand that thought. If it's not, just let it go. What is the next step from here? As you ask these questions, when I say let it go, what I mean is leave room for answers to come. If you continue focusing on the question, you're just going to build on that question. You're going to have more questions. When you focus on the silence and you allow answers, the answers will come. They may come as feelings. You might pick up a book and be inspired by something in there that answers your question. A song with a deep meaning may play as you're asking the question. A deep voice from within may speak the words that you need to hear. It could be a vibration. It could be anything. Just tune in. Be aware. Stay open. Mind your focus. It's yours. And you can direct it anywhere you desire. Use this amazing gift that is already within you to elevate and expand your amazing life. You are the creator of your experience. Create an experience worthy of this precious life that you have received. Focus on the important things and remember, only you can define what is important. Do not allow chaos and distractions to disrupt what's important to you. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform that we all can use to elevate love and peace in the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own journey in life. And in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others can empower their own journey. Last week, I told you about my new newsletter, and I gave the incorrect launch date. The actual launch date is May 22nd of 2018, so it's coming up just a couple of weeks from now. This newsletter is going to be called Changing Currents and will be a monthly publication, and probably will turn into a bi-monthly publication when it's appropriate. In this newsletter, you will receive an article focusing on self-empowerment and growth, and along with all kinds of other goodies. I will have sign-up buttons on all of my social media pages soon. But if you want to go ahead and register to receive the newsletter, send me your email and your name, and send it to me through my website at kenny@kennybrixey.com or any of my social media pages. And speaking of my website, please visit the site there and find out more about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, other works, my energetic healing, all kinds of other stuff. Also, check out the other shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that speaks to your heart. Be sure to share Life's Toolbox and other shows with your friends and family. And when you do, you are sharing positivity with the entire world. You create ripples of love and peace. As always, my deepest gratitude goes up to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Thank you to Mark, my producer, for doing such an incredible job for this show and others here in the Empower Radio show network. And until next week and beyond, focus on the important things and move towards the intentions you desire. Love and peace.